Okay, we're back. We just heard, finally got it moved into the instrumental section, I guess. That was Whale, which is the flip side of Poor Boy by the Wailers, which was a big hit. And I don't know.
Royal Tones.
The Royal Tones from Michigan. I think it's about 59 or so. Great guitar record, and odd that it's only a B-side. And before that, we heard a record by Doug Warren and the Rays, which is, I think, from 1960, called If the World Don't End Tomorrow, I'm Coming Back to You. And before that, I guess you'd call it a novelty record. I just discovered it on the 1964 edition of the Motown, Complete Motown Singles Box, where Universal has released every Motown single ever done. Anyway, the cut is by a guy named Ardeen Taylor, who later had a record in the early 70s called Indiana Wants Me, and he was a Motown songwriter. This is a Beatle novelty record called Ladybug Stay Away From That Beetle, which was, it's just a great groove. It's like a Supremes record, but the track is better somehow. So anyway, so that's that. And I guess we're going to play a new CD now. Shall we go into Mary Wise?
Did you say we'll start off the set?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll start off the set. This is a great new CD by Mary Wise, who was the lead singer of the Shangri-Las. It sounds like KCRW. I'm playing something that won't be out for several weeks.
Yeah,
and this is the B-side
exclusive.
Of a 12-inch
Very
that
exciting.
Came from your grandmother in Europe. And, but seriously, it comes out March 6th. It's called Dangerous Game by Mary Wise. And it's on Norton, and it's just a great record. I mean, if I can editorialize a little bit, often when they bring people back who are great classic singers from those tremendous periods, they try to contemporize them or something. This has happened to Darlene Love and Ronnie Spector so damn many times you can't count, and it's always a disaster. And on this record, there's no attempt made to do that. But at the same time, it's not like a moldy fig record either. They're not trying to make it sound like the Shangri-Las. It's solid. It's very good stuff, and it's modern, and it's just written. And the first thing we'll play, maybe we can get to something else a little bit later, is called, it's the first cut actually, is called My Heart is Beating.
But do you want to let people know that you interviewed her, right?
Oh,
so
I interviewed her for USA Today, and I don't know when it's coming.
So you don't know the dates.
It could be as early as this weekend, but I kind of doubt it. But the record comes out next week, so hopefully they'll get on the piece
soon. Out all the press and everything.
Yeah, but pick up on this. Great little record. Dangerous Game is the album, and My Heart is Beating is the cut by Mary Wise.
All right, here at Lost in Paradise.
When you held me close, that's when I knew. Chilled me through and through.
Till then, my heart beating, beating, baby. I
tonight, you're lost in paradise with your sweet angel baby here at KaleRadio.org with my special guest, Gene Scalati, spinning his favorite musics. So what do you play?
Okay, what we just heard was the Charmettes, a nice girl group record from about, I don't know, probably 63, 64, Please Don't Kiss Me Again. And before that, we started out with maybe the first of a couple cuts, if we can get them in, that we're going to play from the new Mary Weiss record. That was called My Heart Is Beating. And next, I guess we'll kind of change it up a little bit. This is an instrumental cut, which is just a great Jack Nitzsche track called Señorita from Detroit, where he kind of goes through a couple of different modes all in one record. And it's a record I heard when I'm dating myself, and I was quite a date, I got to tell you. But when I was in college, I heard this record. It's like 1965. It was on the radio in Sacramento, and it wasn't a hit, but it got played, and it just really captured me. Anyway, this is it. And then we're going to go to a record, which is a girl group record, but it might be called a Beatle novelty. It's by a girl group called The Weekends, or Weekenders, Weekends, I think. And it's kind of amateurish. The harmonies aren't all there. It's called Ringo. It's about how they want to chase Ringo around the country when he comes here, which is a pretty good idea for gals today, I think. And anyway, let's first go. We'll swing with Jack Nitzsche and Señorita from Detroit.
All right, here at Lost in Paradise.
A late Jack Nitzsche.
Yeah. Thank you.
Lost in Paradise here at killradio.org with Gene Scolati. What'd you play for us?
Okay, I played that just for you. I'm not even sure you know that one, but
no.
Since you seem to hate hippie music or late 60s music, I think that's probably the best version of Joni Mitchell's Woodstock that I've ever heard. Wouldn't you agree, Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah. And even if you haven't heard it, I think you'd agree. That's the way it should be done. That's by Godfrey Daniel, who sort of an anonymous group that did an album, I think about 1974 or something, where they took current and recent songs and did them all sort of 50s style.
Oh, okay.
And that was just a great version of a otherwise lousy song. And before that, we heard Ringo by The Weeknd, another cultural stepping stone of that era. And before that, Senorita from Detroit by the late Jack Nitzsche. Now we're going to get back into the teen bag and go vanilla all the way. This is Gloria Dennis with a nice wimpy thing called Ask.
All right. So you're Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby and Gene Scolati here at killradio.org.
Weeping. I know who's weeping.
And
who's weeping, the guy who isn't sleeping is me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you have for us, Gene?
Okay, what we just had was the follow-up, the Rockefellers follow-up to their big hit, Killer Joe, which was Like the Big Guys Do. And before that was another couple of wimpy teen records. Weepin',
which you love so much.
Which I do love, and I know millions of people out there. I'm sure there's somebody out there who's digging this. Weepin' Like a Willow by Paul Chandler, which is on Gardena, the old Paul Revere and the Raiders label. And before that, a great wimpy one on Rust by Gloria Dennis called Ask. And next, we're going to go back to the Mary Weiss CD.
Looking at it, and I saw Heaven Only Knows. So that's the only Shangri-La's thing that she redid.
And that's what we're going to play, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's key.
Yeah. And then after that, I got a set of two things which are kind of East Los Angeles in a way. One is a great doo-wop record by the Blend Tones. Lovers was their big hit, which is like a pretty well-known vocal group record. But this is the flip side called Dear Diary. I think it's just as boss as the A side. And then we'll go to a great sort of girl groupish cut L.A. record by a woman named Vicky Gomez called Boys Are a Dime a Dozen. But first, it's Mary Weiss remaking the Shangri-La song Heaven Only Knows.
From her new album Dangerous Game, right? Should be out March 6th, is that correct? So go out to your record stores and look for it. Support these artists. And again, you're lost in paradise with your truly angel baby here at killradio.org.
I dream about you all the time. Yes, I do, and I can't sleep at night.
Heaven only knows.
I dream about making you mine. Yes, I do, and I'll hold tight.
Heaven only knows.
I've never been sure about a boy before, but I want you to know.
Heaven only knows.
I've given you my heart and my soul and my love, 'cause I trust you so. Every time I see you
Baby,
heaven only knows that
stories are a dime a dozen. That's for sure.
It's like buses. There's always one coming along.
Go ahead. Tell us what you spun.
Okay. That was a nice little record. I don't know if I even call it a girl group record. Her name is Vicky Gomez. And I believe it's an L.A. record. It was written by Alonzo Willis, who wrote Mr. Peppermint Man that Dick Dale did and a lot of L.A. things. It's almost sounds like Dobie Gray's In Crowd a little bit. And before that, vocal group record Dear Diary by the Blend Tones. And before that, Mary Weiss redoing Heaven Only Knows from the Shangri-Las.
And again, just to let people know, what's it called again? Dangerous Game. Norton Records coming out March
6th. Yep.
Yeah, Lost in Paradise exclusive. Very exciting.
That's right. It's almost like public radio.
And I'm sure she'll, I don't know, tour, I guess. I hope, maybe.
She is. I don't know if anyone within range of the Voice is, our Voice is going to South by Southwest in Austin. She's going to be performing there middle of March.
So look out for her. You can see her live.
Unless you're in Cleveland, you can see her this weekend. She's playing a gig there.
Oh, okay. So, there you go.
Anyway, so we can cram a bunch of music in here, I guess. Let's just run on to the next one, which is the Floyd Dackel combo from Dallas, I think.
All right, again, you're Lost in Paradise with your Shelly Angel Baby here at KLRadio.org with Gene Scolati playing his teen heartthrobs and girl groups and whatnot. Next week, I will get back into my my newly acquired 45s. Last week, I had another special guest, Dick Blackburn. The archive show is up at the KLR Radio site as well as at my podcast page. Again, lostinparadise.podomatic.com. Check it out. It was a great show. Yes, I guess that's it for that info. Again, just tune in next week. I got a little bit of a couple week break, which was kind of nice. I needed a little bit of a break. So thanks again for Gene and Dick coming on to my show. So what's up again?
Dance Franny Dance by the Floyd Dackel Combo.
All right, here at Lost in Paradise.
Well, there's a good-looking girl down Dallas way now. Dance, Franny, dance. She's alive for the party, kicked our blues away now. Dance, Franny, dance. She's our little Queenie Princess of the USA now. Dance, Franny, dance. One time now. Dance, Franny, dance. Dance, Franny, dance. Shake it now,
Franny. Dance, Franny, dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dance, Franny, dance.
Well, she goes out on a date, you know she really looks tough now.
Dance, Franny, dance.
Well, everybody see her, they can get on the line.
Dance, Franny, dance.
Well, the days was a cry, cause he knows that he's in love
dance,
now.
Dance, Franny, dance.
Come on now.
Dance, Franny, dance.
Oh, yeah, now.
Dance, Franny, dance.
Shake it now.
Though we had a little fight, everything's all right tonight.
I'm back with my baby.
Though we said that we were through, gonna try to start anew.
I'm back with my baby.
He called and said we shouldn't break up. And when he said let's kiss and make up, what a mighty sweet surprise. Tears of joy fell from my eyes.
I'm back with my baby.
Cheap, I can hardly wait, 'cause tonight we've got a date.
I'm back with my baby.
I'm gonna run to him and hug and kiss him and show him just how much I've missed him. But leave the past behind, we'll make it work this time.
I'm back with my baby.
But I can hardly wait, 'cause tonight we've got a date.
I'm back with my baby.
I'm gonna run to him and hug and kiss him and show him just how much I've missed him. Gonna leave the past behind, we'll make it work this time.
I'm back with my baby.
Back with my baby.
You've gotta woo her, or else you'll
we're coming to the close of my show, but why don't you tell us what you spun?
Okay, we just finished a set with a Four Seasons. That's kind of an underrated Four Seasons song, B-side, called That's the Only Way. Before that, the great melodramatic Diary of a High School Bride by Tony Casanova. And we also swung with Kenny Woods, her record of back from 1963 or something, which was called bum, 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 Back With My Baby, the hand clap record. And before that, we started that set out with Dance Franny Dance with the Floyd Dackill or Daykill or NyQuil, whatever his name, Floyd Dackill combo. And then we're going to wind it up here with, I guess this is probably, well, except for Floyd, maybe the most hit-like of any of the things we played tonight.
Chart-topper?
Yeah, I suppose. This was covered by Bobby Darin, and he did a good version of it, too. But
this is the original?
It's the original. Bobby Peterson out of Philly, who was kind of a blind pianist, Ray Charles-ish type guy. It's just a great groove record called Irresistible You from 1960.
All right, so you've been Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, and my special guest, Gene Scolati. Again, you can check out the show if you're just tuning in. You can go to my podcast page, lostinparadise.podomatic.com. If you want to find out more information about yours truly or more information about my show, you can go to my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Naomi Robbins. Again, just email me if you have any questions, lostinparadise@killradio.org. Again, tune in next week because I'm going to get back into my newly acquired 45s. I've got a great stash of new stuff for you, so definitely tune in for that. And again, thanks to Gene. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks
and
for
spending
having me.
Your stuff. So yeah, so here we go. This is the last song of the night. Next up is Consigne, so stay tuned for them. You want to read off the record again?
Yeah, this is Bobby Peterson and Irresistible You.
Here at Lost in Paradise.
Your magic hand, your loving eyes, kissable lips, makes my heart realize I'm in love, and I know it's true, cause who could fall for irresistible you? Above, you could make the devil fall in love.